The College Station City Council continues to be asked to enact more restrictive regulations on oil and gas drilling. Rich Woodward of College Station Citizens for Safe Fracking was at the council's last meeting, calling for two changes to city staff's latest draft.
First, the city should require setbacks of at least 1,500 feet from residences, schools, hospitals, and churches. Second, on-site fence line monitoring of air quality and noise levels should be required to ensure the health and safety of nearby residences.
The council is supposed to take up the first changes in 20 years next month. At the same meeting, an energy company that purchased treated wastewater from College Station for its fracking operations was given the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District's Industrial Conservationist of the Year Award. General Manager Alan Day made the presentation to Apache Corporation.
They also went through a very arduous task of obtaining permits from TCEQ, setting up transfer pumps, laying transfer pipes, building storage tanks, when it would have been much easier to drill water wells.
City officials said at the time of the $5 million deal that it saves the equivalent of potable water used by at least 25,000 residential customers a day. Here's the lead to the following wrap. Business at last night's College Station City Council meeting included more road construction and closing out a drawn-out series of lawsuits. The council approved rebuilding Rock Prairie Road from east of Scott and White Hospital to William D. Fitch. Public Works Director Don Harmon says there's not enough money for a four-lane.
We are trying to wisely allocate the resources that we do have available. We see development pressure in other areas and we see greater transportation needs in other locations.
The city has acquired almost all the right-of-way for a future expansion. Construction scheduled to start in February and take 8 months to complete. More than 6 years of legal battles are over for the city regarding land at the freeway and Rock Prairie Road. Before anyone considered the idea of building the Scott and White Hospital, the council refused rezoning the land to build a Walmart. That led to a lawsuit where the city spent $2 million in legal fees before reaching a settlement where the city paid the landowner $1.6 million. Then the city sued its insurance company for failing to cover costs in the first lawsuit. Last night, the council unanimously approved a settlement where the insurance company pays the city $4 million. The city will net $2.6 million after paying its lawyers. Between the two lawsuits, the city lost $1 million. But Mayor Nancy Berry pointed out in a WTAW interview 3.5 years ago, it was a win for the city after the landowner sold to Scott and White. That combined with Walmart's decision to expand at its present location to what was at the time the largest store the retailer had in Texas. E-cigarette sales and possession by minors has been banned in College Station. While a unified city council quickly approved the underage prohibition, that followed a 4-3 vote against limiting adult consumption in public places. Supporters of Blanche Brick's motion included Mayor Nancy Berry.
I think it is a public service that we need to do. It is the right thing to do to ban this in public spaces.
Julie Schultz added it was an emotional and personal decision.
I'm not normally someone who wants to step out and put in regulations where they don't need to be, but this one in particular, this is the stand I need to take.
James Benham voted no, in part because there are no laws on the federal, state, or county level.
I don't believe in banning big sodas because they're bad for people with caffeine and sugar, and I don't believe in banning this yet until someone superior to us has actually issued an official opinion.
The council majority, that included John Nichols, Carl Mooney, and Steve Aldrich, were satisfied with letting staff continue researching where adults could and should not consume e-cigs. More restrooms are coming to Wolfpin Creek Park. The College Station City Council's approved spending $242,000 for what Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says is a larger version of what's located at the skateboard park.
This particular restroom is a pre-manufactured style restroom built to heavy-duty standards that we require in our park facilities.
The unit going into Wolfpin Creek Park will be located near the Art Center. It'll have 3 men's and 3 women's stalls and will be open year-round. The College Station City Council's approved zoning changes that will add 2 convenience stores to town. Stripes will be building at Welborn Road and William D. Fitch. Stripes Director of Engineering and Construction Michael Choate says this location was part of a package deal.
And we have plans for about 6 to 8 maybe 10 locations here in the Bryant College Station area.
The council also approved going ahead with another C store whose ownership was not identified at Rock Prairie in Holloman.